Sky City to pay large fine to settle Australian regulatory dispute. Sky City Entertainment Group has agreed to pay $38.1 million Australian dollars, $23.3 million United States dollars, to the South Australian government, bringing an end to a long-standing regulatory dispute concerning the calculation of casino duty at Sky City Adelaide. The settlement resolves issues related to the treatment of loyalty points converted to gaming machine play for tax purposes, an issue that had been the subject of legal proceedings between the company and regulatory authorities. The total amount consists of 13.1 million Australian dollars, 8 million United States dollars, in additional casino duty and 24.8 million Australian dollars, 15.2 million United States dollars, in interest, covering duty return periods from January 2014 to January 2024. The settlement follows an extensive review of tax matters involving the casino, which had led to prolonged legal complications. Sky City stated that the resolution of this matter allows both parties to move forward without further litigation. Sky City also acknowledged that the case involved intricate tax calculations related to the casino's duty payments. CEO Jason Walbridge described the issue as a lengthy and technically detailed tax matter concerning the interpretation of the agreement between Sky City and the South Australian government. He also noted that the company is satisfied with the resolution and emphasized its commitment to maintaining a cooperative and constructive relationship with Revenue SA, the state's revenue authority. The company has indicated that a formal settlement agreement will be finalized in the near future, reflecting the terms that Sky City Adelaide has now agreed to. The resolution of this tax dispute represents another significant financial burden for the New Zealand-based casino operator, which has already faced substantial impairments and regulatory penalties in recent years. Millions in fines over the past few years. Sky City Adelaide previously recorded an asset impairment of 86.2 million Australian dollars, 57.5 million United States dollars, due to expected regulatory changes, including the introduction of mandatory carded play in 2026. This measure, alongside rising compliance costs, has significantly impacted the company's financial outlook for its Australian operations. The changes are expected to increase oversight and transparency in gaming activities, requiring further investment in compliance measures. Beyond its obligations in Australia, Sky City has also been affected by tax policy changes in New Zealand. The company recently recorded a tax adjustment of 129.6 million New Zealand dollars, 78.4 million United States dollars, after New Zealand authorities revised tax legislation, eliminating the ability to depreciate commercial buildings with an estimated useful life of 50 years or more for tax purposes. This change has added another financial strain on the company, further challenging its profitability. In addition to tax-related expenses, Sky City has faced regulatory scrutiny for compliance failures. The company previously reached an $67 million Australian, $45 million United States dollars, settlement with the Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre, AUSTRAC, for historical anti-money laundering, AML, violations at Sky City Adelaide. In a separate matter, Sky City also agreed to pay a civil penalty of 4.16 million New Zealand dollars, 2.54 million United States dollars, to New Zealand's Department of Internal Affairs. This fine relates to past breaches of the country's Anti-Money Laundering and Countering Financing of Terrorism Act 2009.